You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Governor Gavin Newsom made the decision to halt the death penalty. The Office of the Governor also has the power to pardon or commute a sentence. That means reducing it. And that brings us to our next story from Uncuffed, our radio program at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Back in December, Uncuffed producer Spoon Jackson was hoping to hear from former Governor Jerry Brown, hoping he would commute his sentence before the end of his term in office. During that time, Spoon sat down with another lifer, one who'd already gotten a commutation. Here's Spoon.
Life without the possibility of parole, LWOP, is a sentence equal to the death penalty. It means you will spend the rest of your life in prison. The only reprieve is by a governor's commutation or pardon, which is as rare as snow in Barstow, California. I am an LWOP who has been incarcerated for over 40 years, and still my sentence have not been commuted. Now former Governor Brown has commuted over 100 LWOPs out of 5,000. Recently, I discussed the process with Hung Lee, who had his LWOP sentence plus 25 to life sentence commuted. The act of commutation is an act of mercy, exclusively by the governor's discretion. There are no guidelines, and a lot of reformed LWOPs were left behind.
I was in my dorm, mm-hmm. and they just called me out to the counselor's office. EPH wanted to interview me on the phone. So I waited for like 10 minutes. They called back, and it was a lady, I don't know her name. She asked about my life crime, childhood, prison behavior, and any parole plans. Mm-hmm. So it was about like a 20-minute phone call interview.
And then afterwards, what did they say?
She said that she will report back to the governor, and good luck, and I thanked her, and then that was it. Since receiving the best news in my life, I've been very happy, grateful, and thankful.
Yeah.
I'm not religious, but when I received this news, I started to reassess the existence of a higher power.
When did you turn your commutation papers in?
I turned it in March 2018.
So you waited approximately what? How many months?
Waited about 8 months.
Know me and I know you. I'm Spoon Jackson and this is
Hung Lee.
And we both work for the Solano Visions Journalism. And since I've been here, the first time I met you, you came up to me and said, I'm happy to meet you. And we had a great first impression. And I pushed upon you the need for you to turn in your commutation papers.
Right.
Because you hadn't did it yet.
Yes, I remember that time.
Yeah. So I'm happy that you got your commutation, but I've been waiting since 2013. And, you know, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
But I've been in since 1977, and I'm wondering what's happening with mine.
Yeah.
So that's what this discussion is about. And I'm hoping not to let the feel of racism and stuff like that come into play, because you're of Asian descent. He has cut loose some blacks and people of other color, but with the margin of people being of color in prison, I still think there's been an extraordinary amount of whites cut loose with LWOP than people of color. And as an activist for human rights, I have to point that out, even if I don't get out.
So you think it's the individual or overall just race, based on race?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I don't care how even the governor tried to make it seem like stuff of racial nature don't affect him. It does. Because this whole country, this whole institutions in America was built on racism. And people a lot of times try to hide it and say, well, racism don't exist no more. That's just people that's pretending like it don't exist and pretend like it don't affect them.
So what's on your mind the last 20 days of December?
I've been kind of mad as hell, waiting to see if the governor is going to commute my sentence. And I get all my friends and family waiting out there to see, too. And thinking about if he doesn't, I'm going to try to get transferred somewhere else while I get into a cell and do whatever time I got to do left in a cell and not be caught up in this roller coaster game that Brown and the government is playing with people's lives, and stop trying to figure out any criteria of mercy, because there is none. Like I said, I just want to go somewhere and be left to myself to do my time if I got to do the rest of it, and just not have them send me down to a place like a level two in a dorm living, which is another form of torture, because you see people go home every day from the level two. And I got life without the possibility of parole, so I got to sit here and watch people talking about going to the streets and going out and kissing their girlfriend and, you know, making love and eating good food and rubbing her feet and all that old good stuff. And I got to sit in here and hear all this and with no incentive. If these people out there on the streets, the governor or anybody else, was being real, they know they got a lot of people in here that they could let go and are self-rehabilitated. I don't believe in rehabilitation. I believe in restoration and self-rehabilitation, because you got to want to do something. You got to want to change. You got to want to have this, and it got to be innately inside you, and it's not externally out there anywhere. And you don't need outside source telling you that. You got to find that within yourself and then express it. And they know all that. They know they could let just about every LWOP go right now and they would never come back to prison. They could let just about every lifer go in the state of California and they won't come back to prison. So it's a myth and a fallacy to even think that people who serve more than 10 years for a murder, for a kidnap, anything, does not deserve to have a look-see. And most deserve to have a second chance. So I took responsibility, and my victim's family contacted me and have forgiven me. And that's the most important thing. I don't care if the governor or anybody else ever forgives me or give me a commutation. I got mine from my victim's family. So I want to thank Mr.
Hung Lee.
And this is Spoon Jackson with Uncuffed. And we're going to keep it real until the wheels fall off.
That was Spoon Jackson speaking with Hung Lee at Solano State Prison in December. Spoon's sentence has not been commuted. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories at our website. Go to klw.org/uncuffed.